I invite every our guest who have come here for today evening Bhagavad Gita class. Today we are reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 15, text number 8 and 9. Here we have written, text number 8 is written. First I will recite the sloka, then please kindly follow after me. Sariram yad vapnoti yad avapnoti yachapi utkramati swaraha grihitvaitani samyati vayurgandhan ivasyat. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The living entity in the material world carries his different conceptions of life from one body to another, as the air carries aroma. Thus he takes one kind of body and again quits it to take another purport. Here the living entity is described as Ishvara, the controller of his own body. If he likes, he can change his body to a higher grade. And if he likes, he can move to a lower class. Minute independence is there. The change his body undergoes depends upon him. At the time of death, the consciousness he has created will carry him on to the next type of body. If he has made his consciousness like that of a cat or dog, he is sure to change to a cat's or dog's body. And if he has fixed his consciousness on godly qualities, he will change into the form of a demigod. And if he is in Krishna consciousness, he will be transferred to Krishna Loka in the spiritual world and will associate with Krishna. It is false claim that after the annihilation of this body, everything is finished. The individual soul is transmigrating from one body to another, and his present body and present activities are the background of his next body. One gets a different body according to karma, and he has to quit this body in due course. It is stated here that the subtle body, which carries the conception of the next body, develops another body in the next life. This process of transmigrating from one body to another and struggling while in this body is called karshati, or a struggle for existence. Text 9. Sotram chachu sparshanam cha rashnam ghranameva cha adhisthaya manaschayam visaya anupasevate. Srotram, ears, chachu, eyes, sparshanam, touch, cha also. Entity thus taking another gross body obtains a certain type of ear, tongue, nose and senses and sense of touch, which are grouped about the mind. He thus enjoys a particular set of sense objects. Report. In other words, if the living entity adulterates his consciousness with the qualities of cats and dogs, in his next life he gets a cat or dog body and enjoys. Consciousness is originally pure, like water. If we mix water with a certain color, it changes. Similarly, consciousness is pure, for the spirit soul is pure. But consciousness is changed according to the association of the material qualities. Real consciousness is Krishna consciousness. When, therefore, one is situated in Krishna consciousness, he is in his pure life. But if his consciousness is adulterated by some type of material mentality, in the next life he gets a corresponding body. He does not necessarily get a human body again. He can get the body of a cat, dog, hog, demigod, or one of many other forms, for there are 8.4 million species. I seek blessing from all the devotees so that I can speak. Here, in the text number 8, Prabhupada in translation writes that living entity in the material world carries his different conception of life from one body to another as the air carries aromas. Thus, he takes one kind of body and again quits it to take another. Here in the purport, Prabhupada is writing that the living entity is Ishvara, because it is here the living entity is controller of body. As part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, it has also the minute quantity of the Lord. And one of the quality of the Lord is being independent. Independence and try to control over. So this living entity also tries to control over, but it is limited to its body and activities which are just related to with this body. So with this controllership mentality, it can change its next, it can decide which type of body it is going to take in the next life. But just by thinking or willing, it is not going to change its body in the next life. It also has to, in accordance with the action what the living entity is performing. Consciousness at the time of death decides the next body. We see that in Bhagavad Gita we have this information, and in this purport, Prabhupada is writing that godly qualities, if we develop godly qualities, then the living entity is transferred to demigod, and if the living entity acts as cats and dogs, he remains as cats and dogs, maybe in the human form of life, and if it degrades further into lower modes, it goes into the animal kingdom. And but when this living entity develops his consciousness as pure Krishna consciousness, he can transfer himself to Krishna Loka, to spiritual world. In this connection, we also see that how mind can get attached with different things, and the activity which he is performing, how decides his next life. We see the story of Jad Bharat. In the story of Jad Bharat, we see that when this country, it gets its name from the king Bharat, who was ruling it. Before that, the name of this country was Ilavart Desh, Ilavart. So, since Bharat Maharaj was ruling this kingdom so nicely that it was given among the demigods, it was called Bharat Varsha. So, he retired from his family life and he went to forest to perform austerity to get self-realization. But while performing his austerity, once happened that nearby one baby deer was there, and that deer was lost from her mother. Her mother died in the falling current of a river. So this Bharat, King Bharat, thought to save this deer, and he brought this deer to his ashram. There he fed this deer and always trying to look after that deer, that how it can be kept comfortably. And gradually what happened that he gave more and more time on this deer, and he was not much concentrating on his sadhana for self-realization. So even at the time of death, he was so much, what happened that once this deer, baby deer, left his ashram and went somewhere, and he was unable to find him. And in that condition, he was so much attached to that deer that he was not thinking of anything but just of deer. The moon which was in the sky, he was comparing it to that deer, the sports and the moon and all these things. So in that condition, he fell on the ground by hitting some stone and he left his body. But he was always thinking of, since he was always thinking of the deer, in the next life he get a body of a deer. But by the causeless mercy of the Lord, as the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, I am the cause of remembrance and forgetfulness. So since he has practiced so nicely in his previous life, that Krishna gave him the intelligence that who he was in his previous life. And he remembered that he was a great sage who was performing austerity for self-realization, but due to association with this deer, he fell from his position, and now he has acquired this body of a deer. So realizing this, he was not associating with other deers who were enjoying in the jungle, but he went to the near of Rishi's ashram where Rishi were performing their austerities, and he listened to their discourses, and he was not there to enjoy himself, but whatever leaves were falling from the trees, he was eating that dry leaves. So in that way he passed his dear life, and the next body, in the next life when he left this the body of a deer, he got next life as a human being, where he, as knowing the process, as knowing the different process by what a man, a person can get attached to the activities of this material world, he acted like an idol object. He was not responding to anyone's, even to his parents, giving different samskara to him, he was not attending to that. So he was given the name Jad Bharat, and he was acting like a dumb man. But internally he was a realized person, and knowing that who he was, what his earlier different births were. So in this way he passed on life, and later on when King Raghuguna used him in his palanquin to go for pilgrimage, and that point he come to know that this person is not a simple worker but a great realized soul. And then he inquired from him who he was, what is the purpose of life, and then Jad Bharat disclosed to him the real purpose of human life. So we can see from this example that how when mind is attached to something, some object, it gets entangled with this, and we also acquire that type of quality, and our consciousness become like that. And if whole life we are doing like that, then at the time of death we also think in similar way, and the next body we will get is that what we are thinking at the time of death. It is not that some person say that, okay, if it is that at the time of death whatever you think, what that type of body you will gain, then at the time of death I will think about Krishna and I will go to the spiritual world. But it is not like that. We see that in the normal material world, when a person prepare for exam, it is not that in the last moment he prepares for it and passes it. Jai Sri Sri Radha Upinath Bhagwan ki jai, Gaur Nitai ki jai, Sri Gopal ji ki jai. So to pass a simple exam of which just a person has studied for 1 year, he has to study whole year, and then he is able to write in the exam. And sometimes even it happens that a person has studied whole year but the examiner has given such a hard paper that it is difficult to crack him. Like Gaurang Prabhu, sometimes one time he was telling in his lecture that one IT professor, he used to give 10 questions, and one question was related to another. If you are answering the first question, then the answer to the first question will make the different measures what have been given in the second question. So if you are not able to answer first, then you are stuck there and you are not able to answer any of the 10 questions. So such type of exams are there in this material world for just passing a semester or a 1 year exam. So what to say about the exam which one, the person passed at the time of death? Because it is said that life is a preparation and death is an examination. So what one prepares through a whole his life, that he is going to give, that he is going to, that is being going to be tested at the time of death. So whole life is a preparation. And here Prabhupada is writing that some person say that after annihilation of this body everything is finished. But how can this be so? It is not in this material world that if a person is like he dies, then everything is finished. A government can't, like a person, a criminal has done something wrong. So, and if he dies after some time, then like he is sentenced for 10 years jail, and after 1 year in jail he dies, then his 9 years are remaining. He is not going to face that. But we see that the law and order of the creation is not like this. Because if the person commits some crime and without facing it, if he gets out of that, that means the overall cosmic manifestation is not designed so that he can get the award or punishment of what he has done. So here comes the law of karma, the living entity which is eternal. Whatever he performs in this life gets in the resultant action in this life and also in the next life. So if one is, so it is wrong to say that after annihilation everything is finished. It is never like that. Present body and present activities are background of the next body on the basis of karma. And subtle body carries the conception that which type of mentality we are holding and which type of body we are going to get in the next life. Here Prabhupada is writing in this purport that as air carries the aromas, we see that when air passes through a good garden where good fragrant flowers are there, and when we are standing nearby, we also get the good smell of that garden. But when this same air passes through a very bad falling smell area, like you can say Dharavi, or when we pass in the train, we get the very foul smell. And it's not the smell of air. Air don't have any smell. It just carries from where it is passing by. Similarly, this soul is trapped in a gross body and subtle mind. He remains aloof. Soul is trapped in a gross body and subtle mind. He remains aloof from all apparent qualities, like fragrant modes of goodness or foul smell of ignorance. In the next text, Prabhupada is writing that translation in Prabhupada writing, the living entity thus taking another gross body obtains a certain type of ear, eye, tongue, nose and sense of touch, which are grouped about the mind. He thus enjoys a particular set of sense objects. Here our particular body, we see that we are having eyes, ears, tongue, nose, all these things are grouped together around our desire of the mind, by which the desire of mind is to enjoy. And whatever way we want to enjoy, we think like that, and the next body, what we get is like that only. Sometimes people work very hard, like they try to fly in the sky, they hang themselves on the glider and on the mountain they want to fly. Sometimes they want to do a scuba diving, they go deep in the deep water. But these are very troublesome method by which there is a risk of life also. But when the person is trying so hard to have this quality, some person are attached, too much attached to sleep, long hours of sleep. Some are attached to having meat, fish, all these kinds of food. So nature gives them accordingly the different bodies by which they can enjoy. If one is hell-bent on doing all these things, then in the next life, since they have done also the activity, not that just they have thought over that, they have also performed the activities in their life according to that. And at the time of death, based on their consciousness, they get another body which is like that, like a sleeping, those who want to sleep very much, they might get a body of a polar bear which lives for 6 months in hibernation. And another animals are also there, like tiger, who eats flesh, where there is no need to cook and do anything. You can just eat the raw food. Original consciousness, here Prabhupada is writing, is pure like water. In the previous verse, Prabhupada has written that the air carries the aromas. So air itself is not bad or not good, in the sense that it doesn't fragrance, it has its fragrant or foul smell, but the place where from where it is passing by, it carries that type of aroma. Similarly, the spirit soul is originally pure, but according to the association of different modes which the mind does, so according to that quality it acquires its nature. Here Prabhupada is writing that as analogy is giving that as water is originally pure, but when we mix some color in pure water, it changes its color to that only. So since we have, and we also see that we have free will, and we have free will to whom or what object to associate with. It depends upon our free will. And this free will comes from Krishna. Like in the previous verses, text 7, Prabhupada is writing that since we are part and parcel of Krishna, we have one of his quality, that is independent, to being independent. That is, we are having our free will. And by this free will, we can decide, we can choose what association we want and which type of activity we want to develop in ourselves. Like in NOI, we see that Rupa Goswami writes in dealing of six exchanges that how two people who are in same, who want to develop same type of, who want to go ahead in same business, they associate with the same person. He writes that birds of same feather flock together. So there he writes that we see in society different types of association is there, like Chamber of Commerce or businessmen, they associate together, Free Press General, where different writers club. In temple, our also we have one writers club. They meet every Sunday so that their writing can improve to contribute in BTG and everything. So it is the association. The person who they want to associate, they are having this type of qualities and they are improving. They try to improve it. If associates with people with lower mode, we become like that. And association of different modes can have with different person having different mode or object in different modes. Like we see, it is not that only persons are in different modes. In Bhagavad Gita it is described person in different mode, food in different mode, places in different mode, worship in different modes. So all these things are there. When objects are in different mode, their effect are also differently. Like temple is there, but when temple is not clean, it will not have a proper effect on the person. Like Maharaj was saying in his lecture, in one lecture, that Radhana Swami Maharaj, that when the temple is not clean and any outsider comes in the temple and first time he says, such dirty temple is there. These people are lazy, these people are not good. The first impression goes in the mind of that this place is not so good. The process is not nice. So by keeping the temple clean, the devotee keep the Lord temple clean, the dressing deity very nicely, it gives a vibration. Although it is beyond, the internals are beyond these modes of nature, but external affects us. We are having a habit of seeing the externals. The normal people go for external, and that type of effect he gets. Maharaj was also saying there that different objects are having different type of they emanate different type of vibration. Like plastics, these non-biodegradable objects, these emanate different type of vibration, and when they create a mentality, since they are artificial object, they create such type of vibration by which we are not so much satisfied. People are also, we say some people that if they are putting on a smile just for the name's sake, we say the plastic smile. That means no content is there. Inside it is hollow. People are just smiling for the sake of smiling. Modern world mostly unable to understand subtle effect of objects and consciousness behind it. A place or person may be externally clean, very hygiene, but if it is internally not clean, not pure, we are not going to get a good effect from that. We see that many places are very clean externally. Even the cinemas, theaters, they keep themselves very clean. The 5-star hotels, they appear to be very clean. They go for ISO certification and every that how they are well maintaining their bars, their hotels and everything. But internally, the consciousness, those who are serving, and the type of foods, the different foods what they are preparing is not internally pure. So the person who are going there, they are not going to get the good vibration and good results in their life. They will also have the effect of what the effect is coming from animal killing, like violence, they will get. from intoxication, they will be in the mode of ignorance. So just not the hygiene is concerned. It may be that food is ISO certified, but not consciousness. Only food. In our kitchen, we see that how our kitchen team is trying to not only give hygiene food, but also they are trying to make it such high good level in external that it can get ISO certification. In our kitchen, we are trying to put both at one place by consciousness of cook. Those cooks who are cooking in our kitchen, they chant 16 rounds, and they offer this food to Lord. And by keeping it hygiene, best is like we offer this food to Lord, and also employ different methods by which our foods can be externally clean. And by this effect, the food which we get, it is actually not simple food, it is prasad, because it has been offered to Lord with love and devotion, and devotees try to see that how best thing is offered to the Lord. And this way, it satisfied body, mind and soul. Not only body, it satisfied, it goes beyond that. According to mind's desire, we get different bodies. Here Prabhupada is writing that. So, it is said that it is very difficult to control the mind. And that is to control the mind and the desire of the mind. It drags even men of discrimination. Chanchala hi mana krishna pramathi balavad dridham. That even a person who is trying his level best, sometimes he distracts from his path. He falls down. But what is then the solution? What solution is there? How a person can overcome from these difficulties? A person may be trying very best. Every day he is chanting, every day he is reading books. But we see that sometime when the preachers here, there are many preachers who are preaching, they even say that, and we also in our life see that sometime what the standard is, we are not always able to maintain. So sometime we fall in many ways, subtle ways. So how to improve on that? So Krishna has this doubt that it is very difficult. So Krishna, when he asked this question to Krishna, Krishna also ascertains that yes, what you are saying is right, that it is very difficult to control the mind. Krishna says, Arjuna says in that verse that I can control the wind. Actually, in this world, no person has the power to control the wind. When Hurricane Katrina comes, all the US military says only one thing: you just flee away from this place. We have no option. We can't save you. You save yourself. So whole military can't save you from this simple wind, Katrina. Katrina is nothing in compared to devastation wind which comes in the time of devastation of the universe. Different type of winds are there, like Sambartaka clouds. They are not just clouds. They also come with torments of rains and wind. So Arjuna is saying that he can control the wind. He has the power to control the wind, but he cannot control the mind. It is so turbulent, so obstinate. So Krishna is then also says this: yes, what you are saying is right. Asansayam mahabhav mano dur nigraham chalam. That there is no doubt, O mighty armed Arjuna, that this mind is very difficult to control. But this you can do. How? By abhyasena tu kaunteya vairagyena ta grihyate. By practice. By suitable practice and detachment. What is detachment? Cut. Like in this verse, this chapter only, Prabhupada is writing earlier that how this material world is. It is like inverted tree reflected on water. And water is the desire. This reflected inverted tree is reflected on the desire of water, and from that it grows invertedly. So this tree is so complicated that one can't just get out of it by analyzing its cause and effect. One has to cut out if one wants to come out of this closely entangled tree. So to come out from this tree, one has to cut down this tree. And what is the cutting weapon? Then Here Krishna is saying that the weapon to cut this tree is detachment. Detachment from sense objects. Detachment. And one detach, then he can cut down this tree. And the suitable practice, what is the suitable practice? We learn that to control, since we have to see that which type of body we are going to get in the next life. So we have to, and that depends upon the consciousness of our mind, which type of consciousness we are developing at the end of our life. So this mind is difficult to control, and to develop the particular consciousness, like that is to say, good consciousness, having a Krishna consciousness, to control this mind, we have to know what its nature is and how to control it. It is said that mantra, mana iti trayate, that which delivers the mind, that is mantra. When there are different mantras to deliver the mind, but what is the best among that? It is Maha Mantra. In the Kali Yuga, it is said that the best mantra for this age, for deliverance of the soul, is Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. By such suitable practice and by the association of devotee, one can develop a consciousness by which one can decide that which type of body one is going to get in the next life. Otherwise, it's very difficult. Because the mind, since here Arjuna is also saying that this mind is so difficult that even person who has a discrimination power, sometimes he also falls back. So, in this way we can develop a good consciousness in the association of devotees, in the association of good saintly person, we can have such nice thing, such association, we can develop a good consciousness and we can decide the next life of ourselves. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. If any comments is there, you can. Yes.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So thank you very much for wonderful and in-depth analysis of this mind. And we see just we have celebrated New Year. Like people in 31st, they are trying out very, very new things. Like we go out and see they are jumping from the top of the thing, or they are trying to drink the new things, or doing so many things. So we understand that mind is always trying to get new things. Like, so how we should be satisfied with what we have? Otherwise, we will be always unsatisfied. Oh, I got this only. I want this. I want that. So how to make mind satisfied?
Mind's nature is to hanker after the things which you don't have and lament for that. And when it gets that thing, it is not satisfied with it. So we can see by the effect, because if what we are doing, if we are not happy with this, with that thing, then it is not good for us. And mind always want new things. Even it happens in Krishna consciousness, that person who has come in Krishna consciousness, he likes very much this chanting, this dancing, all these things. After some time, the taste goes away and he has to fight. So it is just nature of mind. But one will see what is the effect of that. Even sometimes, sometimes we feel that we don't have taste for chanting, we don't have taste for hearing, reading. But we see that the effect of these things are not bad as compared to the outside things. So seeing the effect, one can come to a level that what is good, what is bad, and he can practice that thing. Because we see that when we have come, since we have come in this Krishna consciousness, many of us were doing so many wrong things earlier. But now we have left that. And we don't feel that we have left something good. It was already bad. And we have come to a platform where, from where we are more, in the platform where we are more satisfied. We are more happy. Sometimes our mind says that, oh, you are not satisfied. But it is just for that. It is just for a time being. When you intelligently analyze the situation, you will come to know that actually that situation where person is just in trying to enjoy his senses through the desires of the mind, he is not actually satisfied. But when one engages himself in the service of Supreme, actually mind will never satisfied when he tries to satisfy these senses. Like a tree, tree is there and there are different branches and leaves are there. And when a person waters the different branches or twigs and leaves, the tree will not get its nourishment. Only when the tree is watered in the root, the tree is get nourishment. So similarly, the spirit soul is never going to get its nourishment from just satisfying his senses and putting whatever senses are demanding. So when the person engages himself in the service of Lord, then he can actually be satisfied. What your actual question? So, to satisfy the mind, one has to ultimately engage in the service of Lord. And there are different process. Mahamantra is the best way. And to assist, to know that process, how to, this process can be done in a different circumstances, environment where one can perform this. And that is association of devotees. By association of devotees, one can cultivate these good qualities. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki